All praise be to Allah, the Lord of all creation. And best peace and blessings be upon our master and beloved one, Prophet Muhammad, his household members and companions. We're doing some commentary on the chapter of thunder. Almighty Allah says, addressing us and asking us and waiting for our reply and response, saying, so is one who knows that what has been revealed to you, O Muhammad, from your Lord is the truth, like one who is blind? So this is a question, and it needs an answer. So Almighty Allah is saying, is the one who is knowledgeable of the realities of things, the one who knows their dimensions, their objectives, their truths and fruits, is that one similar to the one who is ignorant of these things, who has no knowledge of them, of their realities, of their dimensions, or their objectives? So he called the one who is ignorant a blind one. He called the one who is a simple-minded as a blind one. So the one who looks at the Prophet or listens to the Prophet, then he says that he is a magician. Then is such one a blind one or a seeing one? The one who says about the Holy Quran that it is the myths and superstitions of the previous ones, is he a blind one or a sighted one? Those who insisted on their stubbornness, their ignorance, and their rejection of the truth, what will their destiny be? What will their end be? It is destruction, humiliation, and defeat. But those who followed the way of knowledge and science, who followed the facts and truths of life, they have been glorified and honored. They have gotten happiness, and they will be eternalized in the history of the great ones. So they have earned happiness and victory in both worlds, in this world and in the world to come. So are these people the same? Those who know about Islam and its Prophet and about the Quran, were all these people who listened to the Prophet similar? Were their understanding similar? Were their response similar? Of course not. So if their responses were different, then the results and the ends of each of them will be different as well. So, for example, the end of Umar was so different from the end of Abu Lahab or Abu Jahl. And the end of Khalid bin al-Walid, for example, was so different from the end of al-Walid. Almighty Allah helped Muslims at the Battle of Badr, saying, Allah had already helped you and made you victorious at Badr when you were a little and a weak force. And the Prophet also reminded his companions, telling them that, did I not find you poor and Almighty Allah made you rich through me? Did I not find you disunited and humiliated? Then Almighty Allah made you victorious and made you honored through me and made you united. So this is Islam. It is a transformation from poverty into richness, from humiliation into glory, from disunitedness into unity, love, and also brotherhood, until there will not remain in the Muslim society any ignorant person or sick person. This is Islam in its reality. But who will make and who will build such Islam? It needs true scholars, wise ones, understanding ones, sincere ones, and honest ones. So, as the lands or the hearts of previous ones accepted this message, also all people have the same lands of hearts. So the land is still exists, but it needs the skillful farmer and the qualified person to cultivate it and to make use of it. So may Allah make us of those who bring back the glory to our community. And through the Holy Quran, which is purified of any interpolations or distortion or extremism or fanaticism. So is the one who knows truly that this Quran is the truth from your Lord. This knowledge means to know the truth from its sources and to be certain of it. So is the one who knows that this is the truth, similar to the one who is blind? So the one or the things that the Prophet did within 10 years was a great state, and he achieved the unity of the Arabs without any modern means, without any technologies, with primitive means. He had been able to unite all the Arabs, and just before his death, he prepared an army to liberate Syria. And upon his death, some of the Arab tribes apostatized and wanted to rebel against the Muslim state. But the caliph of the Prophet, who was Abu Bakr, within 14 months, he was able to reunite the Arabs and to bring them back to the state of Islam. We as Arabs now have been trying for more than 20 years and failed to unite even two Arab countries. So Arabs were not united except by Islam. But Islam, which has no fanaticism, which has no denominations, which has no sects, Islam, which teaches open-mindedness, which comprehends all categories of people. Islam does not want the Arabs to be one community, but he rather wants them to be the leaders of this world and to make the whole world as one community and one family. As the Holy Quran said, verily brothers are one single brotherhood. And Almighty Allah spread Islam and caused Islam to be spread through the Arabs, and they were honored by Islam and they were the protectors of Islam and the martyrs of Islam. So is the one who knows that what has been revealed to you from your Lord is the truth, similar to the one who is blind? This knowledge is knowledge without any doubt. For example, if you know that your woman or your wife is a very beautiful and charming woman, and you know her, do you miss her for other women? Do you have any doubts when you see her? So, may Allah grant us the success to know that the reality of Islam. But you will not be able to have this except through true scholars. As they say, the one who wants to get married to a very beautiful woman, he must pay the dowry. Then Almighty Allah says, it is only the people of understanding that take heed. Only those with reason will think and take admonition. Almighty Allah created people to know the truth. They have previous knowledge of the truth and of the facts of life. This reality is fixed in the hearts of people. So they just need a kind of reminding, a kind of admonition. As the oil with one match or one stick of match, it will directly burn. And if one does not receive admonition, this means that their hearts are dead. So only those who have reason and who think will take admonition and will take heed. Those are the people who have purified souls, who have good morals, and who have honorable behavior. To be of those people means to follow the truth once you know it, and to be reminded once you are reminded, to take heed once you are reminded. So who are those? Who are those who have reason and who have understanding? Almighty Allah describes them in the following verses. Those who know the truth and follow it and pick up its fruits. Those are the ones who fulfill their pledge to Allah and do not violate the covenant. So you have to fulfill the covenant of Allah. This covenant or this pledge is Islam, with all its pillars, with all its commands, with all its forbidden things that you have to avoid. It is a pledge or an agreement between you and the creator of this universe, the creator of all planets and all stars, the creator of all galaxies, the creator of this limitless world and limitless universe that the minds of scientists have been disabled to know the limits of. So this Holy Quran is Allah's book. It is Allah's covenant between you and between him and people. If you accept Islam, this means you have pledged Allah to follow his book and to act upon it, to follow its commands, to avoid its forbidden things, to avoid its prohibitions, to follow its morals and instruction, to struggle for it, to pray the prayer that it is described there, to be benevolent and kind to all people, to be dutiful to your Lord, to worship him as if you see him. So those who fulfill the covenant of Allah and do not violate the agreement, Almighty Allah mentions some of the articles of this this covenant when he says, for example, remember when we took a covenant from the children of Israel saying, worship none but Allah alone. So first of all, worshipping none but Allah. To worship the one who created you, the one who controls your life, all your desires, your wishes must be in agreement with his commands. You should not love except those whom he loves. You should not practice or follow except his commands. You should be a true servant of Allah. This servitude is an honoring one. It is a servitude or slavery that will give you glory. So those who followed their desires and followed their lusts, what were their position? When the Arabs achieved this servitude and true slavery to Almighty Allah alone, when their wills met with Allah's will, when their behavior was in agreement and in harmony with Allah's book, when they loved what Allah loves, then and only then they were glorified. If Allah commanded them to leave their wives, they would have followed his command. This was their true servitude to Allah. Servitude to Allah means that you and all your possessions are owned by Allah. So Almighty Allah took the covenant from them to worship none but him alone, and then to be dutiful and good to your parents, to honor them. Your parents are the ones who raised you up, who cared for you. You were not to be there in this world or here in this world if it was not for your father. It is your father who helped your mother, for example, to have milk in her breast. He, for example, conceived or carried you before she carried you. So you have to be dutiful and kind to them both. So after commanding you to worship none but him, he commanded you to be dutiful to your parents, to be benevolent to them, even if they are non-Muslims. Muslim jurists say that if your father commands you to bring him a glass of wine, you should not obey. But if he drank the glass of wine and he told you to put the glass on the table and wash it, you have to follow him. You have to obey him in this. So Almighty Allah says in this context, if they strive with you to make you join in worship with Allah others that you have no knowledge of, then you should not obey them. But at the same time, you have to keep company with them courteously in this world. You have to treat them amicably and nicely. So these are some of the articles of the covenant with Allah. And this covenant with the children of Israel is also taken from us as Muslims, because it is mentioned in the Holy Quran. Also, you have to be benevolent and kind to your relatives to comfort or console them, to help them, to be like a generous and a gracious one to them. Also, to be good to orphans. All the Prophet, peace be upon him, said that the one who looks after orphans will be with me in paradise like these two neighboring fingers. So the one who cares for an orphan, who educates him or her, who provides him or her with their needs, he will be or she will be with the Prophet in paradise. And be also helpful to the needy ones and to the destitute. After that, Almighty Allah says, speak good to people and speak nicely to them. Do not rejoice at the misfortune of some people. Do not gloat over people's griefs. Do not jibe at people. Do not rebuke them. Do not mention their previous faults or sins. As it is narrated in some traditions, do not show rejoice at your brother's failure or misfortune, because you might be replaced with him and face the same failure. So, those who fulfill the covenant of Allah are the ones who have reason. They are the true servants of Allah. They are similar to the soldier who is obedient to his leader. Similar to the patient who is obedient to his doctor, who will advise him and help him. Then Allah continues saying in this chapter, which is chapter number 13, verse number 21, those who join that which Allah has commanded to be joined. So they are open-minded people. They are understanding people who know where they are standing or walking. So knowledge is light. It shows you the realities of life and it helps you to do good and avoid evil. So is the one who knows that what has been revealed to you is the truth, similar to the one who is blind? If the President of the Republic addresses you, how or what glory you will feel, what pride you will feel. So Almighty Allah, the creator of this universe, is addressing you. He is teaching you. He is raising you and upbringing you and teaching you by question and answer. So have you prepared the soil of your heart to receive this admonition, to receive the seeds of light of this or these teachings? If your heart is not purified, is not aware of Allah, then it will not benefit from the Holy Quran. And if your heart is purified and cleaned, then the verses of the Holy Quran will turn to be great morals and will turn to be practical good behavior and character. And then you will benefit yourself and benefit your society. So those who fulfill the covenant of Allah and do not violate the agreement and the covenant, sometimes or at the early times of Islam, when a person accepts Islam, he or she will come to the Prophet and make a pledge with the Prophet or give allegiance. Once a person made a pledge to the Prophet not to ask people for anything at all, and this person once was riding his horse and his whip fell down, then a person came and handed it to him, but he rejected and he got off the horse and took the whip by himself, and he said, because I gave a pledge to the Prophet, peace be upon him, not to ask people for anything, to do all my affairs myself. So these were their morals, because they joined the school of God, the school of Allah, and they graduated from that school, the school of the Prophet, peace be upon him. They were people who did not know defeats. They were people who established great communities. They built great civilization, a great code of ethics, until or to the extent their own enemies acknowledged their mercy. Gustave Le Bon said that history has never known a conqueror more merciful than the Muslims or the Arabs. The Christian meeting in Europe acknowledged that Islam is a heavenly message. And Michael Hart, who is an American professor, wrote a book under the title The 100 Personalities. He gathered the first 100 personalities, the most effective 100 personalities over history. And he put Prophet Muhammad number one to be the most effective and the greatest person over history. So how shameful it is for some Muslims not to know their prophets and not to know their heritage, while some of non-Muslims knew these facts. So some Arabs are still ignorant of their prophet and their glory and their Islam. They are still ignorant of the one who made them glorified, who made them recognized by the whole world. Arabs before Islam, they used to fight each other for a horse for 40 years. They were disunited tribes. So who made Arabic spread and who preserved Arabic language? It is only the Holy Quran which preserved the Arabic language. Unfortunately, despite all these facts, many of the Arabs ignore these facts. We hope and we pray Allah to bring the glory back to the Arabs. And this will not be achieved except through Islam. Islam which teaches good morals and which teaches wisdom and perfection in all fields of life. And as people say, history repeats itself. And the Prophet peace be upon him gave us the glad tidings when he said, my community is similar to rain. You do not know whether its beginning or its end is good. You do not know where its benefits is. So those who join what Allah has commanded to be joined, when they are reminded, they benefit from this reminding. They join everything that Allah has commanded to be joined, to be good and dutiful to your parents, to your relatives, to your kinship. If you are rich and they are poor, you have to help them. If they are sick, you have to visit them. If there is a kind of dreariness or loneliness, you have to visit them and to rejoin them. If they do wrong to you or wrong you, you have to do good to them. If they turn away from you or treat you roughly, you have to be benevolent to them. So this is how you have to deal with them. These are the characteristics of the people with reason. Sometimes you can desert them or turn your back on them when they insist on their rejection of the truth. And this depends on the wisdom, on your wisdom, and depends on the situation. Sometimes the Prophet, peace be upon him, would turn his back on some of his relatives or companions just because of one lie that they told. So he might, or he would desert them just for one lie until they repent to Almighty Allah. And we find also that the Prophet gave admonition and advised his uncle, but his uncle rejected. And that's why Almighty Allah said about his uncle Abu Lahab, "Burish the two hands of Abu Lahab, and burish he, and ruined are his hands, and ruined is he himself." So those people with reason should join everything that Allah has commanded to be joined. You have to be joined to scholars, to mentors, to spiritual teachers and guides. All praise be to Allah, the Lord of all creation, and best peace and blessings be upon our Master Prophet Muhammad and his household members and companions.